By faith, we understand that the worlds were formed by the Word of God. Victor Oluwadamilari of the Ecclesia Embassy, the Church of the Called Out Ones, brings you the counsel of God in this teaching. Pay attention to these words. Your best days are here.
Everybody, everywhere, your shout of praise! Your shout of praise to the Lord! Your shout of praise to the Lord! Hey! Thank you, Father. I said some things some time ago. Most of the times, we remember what we should forget, and we forget what we should remember. What you should never forget is His goodness and His faithfulness and His mercy. We're going to lose ourselves as we worship God. This morning, I love you, Lord. Your mercy never fails. Can I have the mic stand, please? The mic stand. Lift up your two hands to Him, everyone. Sing in the spirit, everybody, everywhere. Kashi Daban, Fede de Bosu. Oh, Tanya Nama, Shigabano. Shigabana, Brutuni, Bana, 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 Shigara bara broto tiri de ba 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It was a song we sang on Thursday, and then there's so much strength in the spirit right now as we sing this song again to the Lord. Lift up your two hands to Him. Thank you, Father. I love you, Lord. Everybody say, for your mercy never failed me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that till I lay my head, I will speak of the goodness of God. One more time, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Ah, sing of my heart. For your mercy never fails.
Keep saying thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. 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 We have seen your goodness always. It has been by your goodness. Not about how we are righteous, but it's about your goodness. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I have seen the Lord's goodness, His mercy and compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I have seen the Lord's goodness, His mercies and compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh Lord, you have been so good. You are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent in my life. Oh Lord, you have been so good. You are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent in my life. Oh Lord, you are. Oh Lord, you have been so good.
You are.
Just keep acknowledging me. Keep acknowledging your God. Keep acknowledging and reverencing your God. Keep adoring Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. It has been the Lord who has been on your side. Thank you. Can you think enough? Today is the 17th of November. Just like that, another year is coming to a close. Can you think enough? It's not your making of. You would have been dead. I would have gone down 6 feet to the grave. This God is good to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for every one of us, to the babies, to the pregnancies, to the toddlers, to the children, to the preteens, the teenagers, the youths, the elderly ones, the married and the single, the professional people, the career people, the civil servants, the business people, the entrepreneurs. Thank you for every family represented. We can only be grateful to you, Lord. The things we have gone through, the things we have seen and heard, if not for you, it would have been worse. We are grateful, Jesus.
you, Father. We're grateful and we're thankful. Thank you, Jesus.
Started this year, we are still alive. Nothing lost. It's the Father's love and His goodness to us. That songwriter says, think about His love, think about His goodness, think about His grace that brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love. So I think about His love, and I think about His goodness. I'm just thinking about His grace that's brought me through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of my Father's love. Great is the measure. Jesus, You love us too much, oh Lord, we are grateful. Lift up Your voice.
Too much, oh, excess of
task of leadership, which those great people had communicated to us, Brother Benny and Brother Ayo, is simply to lead. Not just to lead to become great, to lead not to enter hell, to lead not to be involved in accidents, to lead not to go down. So when you're leading and the people are returning back every time, know that God is on your side. The irony of leading also is this, sir. You can't be leading and be looking backwards, true or false. You're looking forward. What if the 97th sheep had gone astray or had been captured? So it had been God. Banner over us and then watch over us. God is so jealous over us that the minutest detail of our lives, He wants to be involved. For all He has done for us, we can only be grateful. I've seen two pregnancies. of which in this place, and thank God the women have delivered. And all I saw was a dead baby. So you expect me to tell the woman that is a dead baby? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And I won't raise a panic button, because if I tell Brother Chude, he will panic. And then they say baby is out, and then we went for naming, and baby is growing. You think I'll now be here to be bragging that it's time to grow? Let's grow spiritually. Lift up your two hands and thank God. It is goodness and His mercy. It is goodness and His mercy. It is goodness and His mercy. Thank you for always being there. Amen. Now hold the hand of your neighbor. Thank you, Levites. Please hold the hand of your neighbor. And then just one person, look at that person and ask that person, how was your week? I want response, please. Make sure the person is responding. Not just asking the person. Ask the person, how was your week? How has it been? Tell that person, I am pleased that you are alive and well. Now go ahead and ask the person, what did you learn last week Sunday? What did the person say? Or the person is just looking? Did the person talk about his growth in his relationship, or relationship with God? Ask that person now and said, what did you do with what you learned? I don't understand this short, because I spent over an hour in this message and now you're now making it summarized. Who sent you? Did I ask you for summary? Alright. Ask that person, what are you going to learn today? What's your desire? What's your expectation? What are you looking forward to? Someone said nice time. Looking forward to nice time. Is nice time anything? The Lord bless you. And cause His face to shine on you. In the name of Jesus. That which He has said ahead of you will come to pass. You shall be great in Jesus' name. Please give Jesus your big hand. Please, you may be seated. All right. We continue in our series. Time to grow. Time to grow. The first Sunday, the growth shift was the Word. The second was in our relationship with God. And then this morning, intimacy with the Spirit. Intimacy with the Spirit. 1 Peter 2:2 again, as newborn babes desire to drink the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. Intimacy with the Spirit. The first thing we need to settle with the time we have left right now is the word intimacy. From the root word intimate. It's as literal as that. Intimate. Intimate. And I said sometimes ago, intimacy, into me, see. So suggesting to us closeness. Synonyms words. Inseparable, undetachable. And this is God's desire for us
And this is what Christ made clear to us when he was talking about the Holy Spirit. When Jesus introduced the Holy Spirit to us, Allos Parakletos is his name. In John chapter 14, Jesus Christ said, I'm not going to leave you anyhow. I'm going to ensure that I send someone to you who will be intimate with you. Scripture said that the Holy Spirit said will abide with you forever. That's to let you understand God's clear intention in our relationship with the Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit, John chapter 14 from verse 16 to verse 18 thereof, he said, will abide with you forever. Verse 18 said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Translation for translator said, when I leave, I will not let you be alone or helpless. When I send the Spirit, I will be like I am coming. It will be like I am coming back to you. And what Jesus was communicating was, hey, he will be with you. Verse 16 said, King James said, he will abide with you forever. So this intimacy is eternal. This is my agenda. This is my will for you. The easy to read version, if you have, of verse 16, sir. He said, I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. The word there is abide, meno. To stay, to last. That's what it means. The Greek word is meno, M-E-N-O. To stay, to last. This Holy Spirit will not come and go. It will stay. Never forget this. And that's why the place of the Holy Spirit in our lives can never be overemphasized. God the Father in heaven, God the Son seated on his right hand, the Holy Spirit has no business in heaven. The Holy Spirit is exclusively on the earth. And he is in you. You know, there are some songs that we sing that we must be very careful of. Songs like, come Holy Spirit, is not true. But at the same time, for maturity's sake, we are actually asking for the manifestation of his expressed presence. But understand, a born-again child of God, you're born of the Spirit. The Spirit is not residing in heaven. The Spirit is residing in you. That's why one of the fundamental knowledge you must have, if we're going to enjoy this intimacy, not just by knowledge, but by experience, is that he's a person. And that's why we can talk about a relationship with God. But when it's got to do with the Spirit, it's an intimacy. He dwells inside of you. He abides with you. You carry the Holy Spirit. So don't let anybody deceive you. You carry the Holy Spirit. As long as you're born again, I'm going to show you some levels of relationship with the Holy Spirit very soon, if we have time. Now, as long as you're born again, you carry the Holy Spirit. The intimacy, therefore, can be actualized. Look up, everybody. Someone that lives in your house, you don't need to necessarily invite him to come into your house again. True or false? Where does he live? In your house. But you may not be intimate with that person. True or false? But he lives where? In your house. What Jesus said is this. This Holy Spirit is not just to live with you. It's to be intimate with you. And that's where we got the word koinonia. It's a participation. It is a communion. It is fellowship. And remember I told you, God's drive for us this season is kingdom, knowledge, koinonia. That will get to a realm of a strong and very passionate life and experience of the Holy Ghost at work in us, communicating to us the very life of God, and we exuding such life in everything that we do. This is God's counsel. I'm going to read the passion of that John chapter 14 verse 16, sir. Jesus Christ speaking here. He said, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Savior, which is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of truth, who will be to you a friend just like me. A what? And He will, what will happen? He will never leave you. Sir, is either Jesus has lied or the believer are sleeping? It doesn't matter what you think the Holy Spirit is doing, even when you messed up. Jesus said He will never leave you. But like I said just now, think about it. A millionaire is in your house, and he has been in your house, and you are suffering from hunger. Does it change the fact that the millionaire lives in your house? What's the problem? One, you have not recognized that the millionaire is in your house. Two, you have not connected to what he has. The day you connect, that's the day everything is over. Without prayer point. Lift up your right hand and say, the Holy Spirit lives in me. It's not what I feel. It's what Jesus said. So I agree with what Jesus said. I am born again. And therefore, I'm born of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit resides in me. And He will never leave me forever. Sir, do you understand? It's a consciousness. For me, that's the greatest concept of Christianity. Everything is about consciousness. Remember when we went through the 8 consciousnesses last season? Everything is about, no, 2 seasons ago, 2018. Everything is about consciousness in this kingdom. It's a consciousness. I carry the Holy Spirit. Are you conscious? Listen, sir. Understand what I'm saying. Are you conscious that when you shake the hands of someone, something is leaving you? Are you conscious that when you speak, you're not speaking ordinary words? But now you came on Friday, I was sharing the testimony of an ecclesia who was diagnosed of deadly cancer in the UK. But kept coming. I kept hearing the word. They've gone for tests now. No cancer. I have never prayed for them. But that person said, 2 times in a worship service, something just, as this man was singing, something just, sir, is a consciousness. Are you conscious of what you are doing? Are you conscious? Are you alive to the fact that you carry something that the world is looking for? You know what Jesus said, if you read verse 17, He said the world will not recognize this thing because they don't know me, Jesus. But you will recognize Him. But it's unfortunate that you are not recognizing Him. So the journey into our intimacy with the Holy Spirit begins with recognition. Write it down. You know, beloved, your mindset changes immediately. You know that man you house in your house is a millionaire. You begin to change towards him. You begin to greet him better. You begin to pay attention to him. You are not paying attention to the Holy Ghost. The only time probably you pay attention to him is when you speak in tongues. But do you even understand what you are doing when you speak in tongues? Do you know what you are releasing to the atmosphere? The world was created by water. How was the world created? By words. So when you are speaking in tongues, what are you doing? You are releasing words.
creation is made. Recognition. Rise to your feet and take some steps. Take some. You know. This is not motivational speaking. This is reality. Hold on, sir. Hold on. Look at me, beloved. Look at me, everyone. Look at me, those online. Those online, God be with you. We really appreciate you because more people are watching online than all the crowd here. Now, please understand. Sir, understand. It gives you so much air. There's an air of pride. You're just too sure that you carry something. Do you know you carry something? A believer is not an empty vessel. Are you, sir? You see, friend, I don't need to bamboozle with revelation because even if we close by 12, I've not finished. So I won't close by 12. There's no need. But I need you to come alive to this truth. Ladies and gentlemen, the Holy Ghost is, sir, he's got to be, oh my God, he's in you. He will never leave you forever. That's what Jesus said. He has not changed his mind. He has not said, hey, Holy Spirit, leave him. When he begs me, when he says he's a sinner, and he prays sinner's prayer, you will come back. No, sir. You know, with what I'm showing you, it will now help you understand how come he's not activated. Another reason is you've deprived him. Another reason is you've relegated him. And the fourth reason probably is that you have grieved him. With your carelessness, disobedience. So you grieved him. I'll show you that scripture very soon, but don't go there. Look, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. You grieved him. So he's not having a leeway in your life. He's not having a free course in your life. He's not communicating to you the things he ought to do. Oh my God. The believer has been brought into a higher life. We can't, sir, we can't afford to live an ordinary life because the one in us is not an ordinary being. Walk with such confidence. I carry the Holy Spirit in me. Heaven is in me. Hush. Just the thought of that. Just think about that. Heaven is in me. The whole of heaven is in me. The Spirit of the Father and the Spirit of the Son, which is called the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth, resides in me. I will walk into that organization and everything will turn around. I walk into that situation and there must be an answer. I carry the world in me because the Holy Spirit is residing in me. I'm not an ordinary person. I'm not a second fiddle. I know who lives in me, who abides in me, who relates with me, who fellowships with me. It's the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. You may be seated. Let's read that scripture together. John 14, 16, the Passion. Shall we read loud? John 14 and verse 16, the Passion. Loud. One to go. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Savior, the Holy Spirit of truth, who will be to you a friend just like me. And he will never leave you. The world won't receive him because they can't see him or know him. But you will know him intimately. Because it will make his home in you. Do you understand? Do you understand? He lives in the inside of you. Let me establish some things. Who is the Holy Spirit there for? Number one. It's the third person of the Godhead. The three of them, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 7. Like I said before, the Father is in heaven. Jesus, the Son, is by his side. The Holy Spirit. Now listen, the Father established creation, Jesus established salvation, the Holy Spirit has come to establish you on the earth.
consciousness. You can't do anything without the Holy Spirit as a believer. That's why you must allow Him to make room, to make a home in your life. And that's where the consciousness of being a person that you must relate with. Hey, remember what I said on Thursday? Good morning, Holy Spirit. How are you today, Holy Spirit? I just love you, Holy Spirit. What will you have me do, Holy Spirit? Sir, can I shock you? When you make it a lifestyle, you will just discover so much intimacy. I tried to, I think some two seasons ago, telling us the three levels of the voice of God in Word Revealed. The Holy Spirit is a speaking spirit. That wants to be involved in every aspect of my life and your life if we allow Him. We look at one or two scriptures about what Jesus said about the Holy Spirit. It was so profound that Jesus said to us that the Holy Spirit would never ever speak of Himself. That whatever He hears the Father, He will speak to you. And He will show you things to come. My God, that is jackpot. So I'm so sure that with the intimacy of the Spirit, I will always know the mind of God. Please allow the Holy Spirit. Now, let's read that Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13 that I said before. Give me a message, sir. And look at this. Shall we read together? One, two, go. Don't grieve God. Don't break His heart. His Holy Spirit moving and breathing where? Is the most intimate part of your life, making you fit for Himself. Don't take such a gift for granted. Hey. You know, after a while, you keep such person in your house. No recognition, no relationship, no talking. You've told that person is not needed. Now, let me tell you the bane of the believer. B-A-N-E. Is when suddenly there is trouble, the believer now begins to call on God. So, what is that about? The Holy Spirit, return that scripture, sir. It's not an emergency being. Scripture said it's an intimate part of your life. Meaning intimacy must be in place with Him. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Will you allow me eat today? You know, I must eat. I must say, you don't understand. You don't have a life of your own. I must eat. I must eat. But the Holy Spirit is saying, don't eat. You can't even hear because you didn't even tell Him before. Now say, Lord, why? Why? That's if I ate poison. Lord, why? No, 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 no. If you had asked the Holy Spirit, He said He will show you things to come. If you had asked the Holy Spirit, you will just have a nudging in your spirit. An inclination, a perception, an intuition. Your conscience becomes awakened that this thing is wrong. I've told you before, sir. It's not boast. There's nothing that catches me unaware. There's absolutely nothing that catches me unaware. I know it will happen. I know He has said it. So I cannot be surprised. Brian was communicating some things to me on Friday. I said, hey, check it. Disaster will happen. So he had to pull a culture and say, this man said disaster will happen. And he said, sir, exactly what you said. I knew that's what will happen. Sir, do you understand? Because you see, let me help you, sir. The Holy Spirit has one assignment, and that assignment is to be with you. And if He is to be with you, then allow Him to do everything that He carries for you. If you can allow him, sir, you don't need any man of God to pray for you. Jesus Christ never said, I'm going. I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I will send a man of God to you. Did he say so? What did he say? I will send the Holy Spirit to you. And you have the Holy Spirit. So do you understand? This is beautiful. So the believer is not at a disadvantage. Your life as a believer is not a disadvantageous life. Go and check, sir. Every decision you make or mistake you made, if you check very well, ultimately, you will discover that there was something that said to you that it was a mistake. True or false? But you were ready to go for it. I know strong like as that. I'm a victim of that. You were ready, you don't care. It will happen, I'll do it. But the consequences will always be there. Jesus had a plan, never for us to suffer. He said, I will not leave you, I showed you loud advice. He said, I will not leave you helpless. You will not get to a point whereby you are stranded. Oh, I'm stranded. No. He said, it will never happen. The Holy Spirit will always bring you out. So who is the Holy Spirit? The third person of the Godhead. Number three is the, and number two is the executor of God's agenda here on earth. The executor of God's agenda here on earth. Thank you, oh my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit to you. Your work on earth is done. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1 to verse 3, we saw in the beginning God the Father created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Verse 2, and the Spirit of the Lord moved, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, over the face of the water, water the word. And God spoke the word, word, Son. The three of them walking at the same time. But when it's got to do with execution of his agenda on the earth, the Spirit must move so that the word can be spoken. The word is the Son. Did you get that? He is the executor of God's agenda. Hey! He said, this is the prophecy. Until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high. Isaiah chapter 32, verse 17. Verse 15. He said, then the wilderness will turn to a fruitful field, and the fruitful field will convert it to a forest. So nothing happens until the Spirit flows. He's the executor of God's counsel over your life, over my life. Number three, he's the custodian of God's detail. For every individual, every community, every nation, is the custodian of God's detail. He knows everything. Sadly, you see, the remarkable part of it is very clear. The Holy Ghost is so beautiful that everything is aware of. Remember when we speak in tongues, according to Romans chapter 8 from verse 26, the Bible said the Holy Spirit interfaces for us and step into the affairs. When we speak in tongues, it said we begin to speak his voice with groanings, with articulate speech which normal words cannot comprehend. That's why speaking in tongues is a mystery. But the mystery is verse 27. He said when this is done, he gets it done according to the will of God. Because he has every agenda about you in his hand. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 10. No one knows the thing of a man except the spirit of man which is in him. We also cannot know the things of God except the spirit of God which is in us. For the spirit started all things, yea, the deep things of God concerning our destiny. He has everything within, every in-depth knowledge, every in-depth insight about 2022. He knows it. Your intimacy with Him brings you into knowledge that you didn't bargain for. So you live above. Understand. You won't miss it all. In the name of Jesus. Number four. He is a companion of man's life's journey here on earth. The Holy Spirit is a companion of man's life journey here on earth. Well, there's no how you can embark on a journey you don't even know the direction. You don't have the wherewithal. You're going to end up in another location that you didn't plan for. You know what the Holy Spirit does? He guides you. He leads you. He teaches you. John chapter 16 and verse 13. Jesus said, He said, this Holy Ghost. Now, we're going to read that one. Now, listen. John chapter 16 and verse 13. Look up, everybody. Look up. Read. One to go. How be it? When the Spirit of truth. Stop. Who is the Spirit of truth? The Holy Spirit. So, which means there's the Spirit of life. Now, if He's the Spirit of truth, so what will He do? He will communicate the truth to you. So you miss, which automatically means you can't miss it. I am the truth, the way, and the life. Now, did you get it now? It's not I am the life, the way, and the truth. I am the truth. Truth will lead to the way. Produce life. Now, how be it when He, the Spirit of truth, is come? What will He do? He will guide you into how many? All truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatever He hears from the Father. That shall He speak, and He will do what? Show you things to come, so you cannot be stranded. So, why are you looking for an intimate friend? You have the Holy Ghost. You have the Holy Ghost. Remember I said something on Thursday. One of the things about God is that God is a jealous God. The NLT of that scripture, Exodus chapter 34 verse 14, He said He's jealous over His close relationship with you. When you allow the Holy Spirit to take its full course in your life. And that's why 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 14, I think that's the message or the passion. It talks about the intimate relationship, the intimate friendship with the Holy Spirit. Now, do you understand? Oh, thank you. The intimate friendship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Do you understand? It's a conscious thing. You just have to. Hey, what He does is this. If you give Him His place, He will push away wrong friends. You just find out that you can't flow with that person. Because the Holy Ghost inside of you, who has found Himself Manoah with you, cannot allow any other thing contrary outside of you. I didn't know this person would do me wickedness. It's because you didn't allow the Holy Spirit. You don't discover. There's a nudge in your spirit. There's a restlessness. You come around the place, you just know that something is wrong. You relate with the person, say no. Because hey, he's a jealous. Give me that scripture, sir. Exodus 34:14 NLT, so you can understand. The Spirit of God in you is a jealous one. He will not allow. Listen to this, sir. You must worship no other gods, because human beings sometimes becomes gods in the lives of people. For the Lord, whose name, His very name is jealous, is a God who is jealous about what? That's all. That's what He's jealous about. Stop. It's His relationship with you. That's why He doesn't want you to look anywhere. Sir, you can be close to a man of God and God is jealous over that. That is why for us in Ecclesia, we point you to Christ, not to a man of God. You think I don't want all of you to come close to me? It's our man. No, it's not APC here. Sir, do you understand? Like I've said before, service starts, and you see someone that is not excited even about the praise of God, the worship of God, the scriptures. Even put your hands together, and then a man of God walks in. The person is excited. Don't tell me that you are honoring him. I agree. But hey, you've already shown to us that you have relegated God and you've exalted that man above God. Because before service starts, God was already waiting for you. Why must everybody get you excited? Oh my God, God is here, God is here. And then you just see the man of God, oh my God, my body is doing me poi mara mara. Are you normal? What is wrong with you? And then the way you have so much loved the man and exalted the man, when he dashes your hope, now saying, all Christians are the same. You understand? Because what he wanted you to have is a relationship with him, God, not with a man. If that relationship with that man of God is going to be fruitful, it will be that it will always communicate you back to God, connect you back to God. Nobody comes around me and have nonsense to talk about. I drop something into your spirit, your head, you will be turning. That's why they are coming with a note to write. Because it's not a careless time. Something drops that will return you back to, I need to build a stronger life with God. Sir, do you understand? This is God's counsel. Why should someone come around you and you have already depressed his spirit with all manner of toxins on your mouth? It couldn't be the Holy Spirit at work in you. It couldn't be the Holy Spirit in the inside of you. If you allow the Holy Ghost, as someone comes, he will begin to tell you, tell that person every nice thing. Or tell that person, correct and confront that person. Because love must be tough also. Are you with me, someone? You'll never be stranded again. You know, friends. For me, it is beautiful to know that there is a force that can bring me into light and not be stranded. Are you getting me, somebody? It's so beautiful to know. It's that Holy Spirit. Sir, I'm not going to give you 10-3 steps. I just want you to understand it's in the inside of you. It's not about laying all of hands or any special impartation. The Holy Spirit is in the inside of you. So awaken him. Holy Spirit, I'm sorry. I never knew you were there. I've relegated you now. Take over. He said he will guide you into all truth. He will show you things to come. He will show you, sir, how do you feel when you know what today lies? What lies ahead of you today? How will you feel? You can't be discouraged. Because you know what lies ahead. As I was fellowshipping with him yesterday, he just brought me into a remembrance. He said, but I told you. And what did he say, sir? It was so remarkable for me. It was so exciting. The first thing was, it reminded me of the first day of Ecclesia, 27th of September 2016, and the revelation was clear. 2 power bytes. Oof. And then for the past 3 years, I've been asking, Lord, why 2 power bytes? Just yesterday, he said, hey, now let me tell you, this power byte is for this. My God. I said, I now understand. Very beautiful. Now, just yesterday, in the same space of time, he now said, remember what I told you about this person and that person. Now, the summary of the story was, we're on a journey. And then in a revelation, hey, I saw that those people dropped and there was a gully. Now, guess what? Those two are not in church now. By rebellious act. And I said, Holy Spirit, why did you bring that back to my remembrance? He said, I didn't just tell you, I showed you that they would drop. Now, think about that. If I'd held on them, God has shown they would drop 3 years after they drop, before they drop. Did you get my point? So, what we have done? You will have created an environment of malfunction for yourself. And you will be in trouble. Sir, he's smarter than you, sir. He knows, sir. You are still grappling with 2019 November 17, but he has seen you on the throne in 2021 November 17. So, sir, what do you do, sir? So I can't understand why someone will not be intimate with the one that has everything about the sir. Now, Philippians chapter 2 verse 1, give me New International Reader's Version if you have. He's a companion. Sir, he doesn't want you to make mistake. Look at this, sir. Look at this. Read. Want to go. Are you cheerful because you belong to Christ? Are you? Go, read on. Does his love comfort you? Does it? Now hear this. He's the Holy Spirit, your companion. Because that is who he is. Have you gotten to that point that you have allowed the Holy Spirit to be your companion? So you just know what lies ahead. He gives you so much strength. No trouble. The Holy Spirit. Lift up your right hand again. I say, Holy Spirit, I allow you in my life. Take over and take your place. Do what you want. As the Father instructs you, guide me till the end. Speak in tongues now. Teraba kastera bande koshika ba yes. Mendoro potori ande da master. Shikabara baladas. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Let me show you something. On Thursday, I will bring you to the 5 levels of our relationship with the Holy Spirit. Is that okay? And then I will show you 5 questions the Holy Spirit will always ask you every day. 5 levels, sir. Every day, sir, you'll be shocked. It's true. 5 levels with our relationship with the Holy Spirit. It's not, sir, you'll be surprised that that is a level of relationship. And the 5 questions the Holy Spirit will ask you. But let me leave you with this because of the time we have. Yesterday, the Holy Spirit dropped some things into my mind, and I just want to deliver it fresh. Now write this down, please. He said, number one, what brings you into intimacy with me is hunger. 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 Remember Matthew chapter 5 verse 6. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness, they shall be filled. When you are hungry for something, you go for it. It draws everything to you. He said, I ignite a deep hunger in your heart that makes you want me. I want more of you. The more I know you, the more I want to know you. It's a hunger that he places in you that makes you want him. Now he said to me, he said, I've called you into a persistent, passionate relationship with me. Persistent, passionate relationship with me. Don't let your hunger for him die. May you never be tired of God. That amen is not good for you. You know, the way you respond to him in your relationship determines how he responds to you. That's one thing you must never forget. For some of us, look at how you started. For some of us, some times ago, everything about God was so heavy in your spirit. You were passionate. You were so hungry for God. After a while, you started having one thing or the other. That passion started. That it's not that you're maturing, it's you're stupid. Believe me, sir. Because God's idea is that he said to me, I called you into a persistent, passionate relationship. That is the way I was desirous of God 2018. It's not the way I'm desirous of God in 2019. That's why David said, my soul thirsted, my flesh longeth after you. Psalm 63 verse 1. Verse 1 and 2. Psalm 42. It says, as the heart panted for the water, So my soul, hey, I'm looking for God. Verse 1. I'm desperate for God. Number 2, he said, brokenness can actually bring you to me also. Brokenness. You just know you need God more. You know you need His help. You could see your helplessness. You have a repentful spirit. You are remorseful. You just know, God, I'm not there. Psalm 51 and verse 17. David said, the sacrifices of God is a broken spirit. A broken eye and a contrite heart. Oh God, that will not despise. You will not disregard anyone that is of a broken spirit. Look up, everybody. Look up. Look up. Let me tell you the magic of what happens with us. As you come before God, and for instance, you give God your seed, the quantity, the quality, beautiful, but above all, your heart, the state of your spirit matters to Him. So you can see someone that is giving a 5,000, and you see someone giving 50 naira. That one of 50 naira, because of his heart with God, God accepts more than. He said, the sacrifice of God is a broken and a contrite heart. He said, this one you will not despise. How broken are you? When God speaks to you, how do you hear? Or what do you hear? When God tries to correct you and help you, what are you thinking about? What have gotten to you that suddenly now you're coming late, you are okay? No, sir. Something is wrong with you. You have spiritual sickness that you have not diagnosed. That suddenly now lie has become a lifestyle. Before, when you lie, you have a nudging in your spirit. After a while, when you lie, it's not spiritual maturity. You are not maturing. You are getting deader. If there's any English like that. Your conscience is dead. So you are not responding again. So you are comfortable. It doesn't matter. I shake it off. And then you can quote scripture, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And you still lie. God said, I want brokenness. And when He begins to see your brokenness, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, I need more of you. So, wow, this is the one I look for. Number 3, He said, don't let your pursuit of me be tied to anything. Hey, you want to grow your intimacy with the Holy Spirit? Don't let your pursuit of God be tied to anything. Oh my God. If only you can get this. Don't let your pursuit of God be tied to anything. As He keeps blessing, let that blessing stay there. Don't let the reason why you are now happier is because you have just been healed of a terminal disease. Don't let it be that you are now stronger in church because they've just given you an assignment to do. He said, I should tell you, His people, don't let your pursuit of me be tied to anything. Now see the scripture again. Psalm 119 verse 10 message. David said, Psalm 119 verse 10 message. David said, I'm single-minded in pursuit of you. Hey! How many minded? Single-minded. Don't let me miss the road signs you've posted. I am Asher. Single-minded. Please, I beg you, be single-minded. Let God be the drive for your existence. Let God alone. I beg you, beloved, let God alone. Don't be tied to church because of your service to God there. Be tied to any system because of your relationship with God. It's very important. Don't come early because you are the one that have to arrange chair or do anything. come early because you have a relation and your conscience is alive. Let it be single-minded. Have you not noticed the trend in church? After someone gets what he's looking for, what does he do? He slows down. Or after someone is getting blessed and blessed, what happens again? The person is no longer seen in church. But some time ago, he had nothing. So he will stay in church 24 hours. So you can see the deceitfulness of church members. Sir, it should never be under any disguise that suddenly now God has blessed you. You were not doing what you used to do before. It shows something is wrong. There was no intimacy. It shows that you were not looking for anything than what to get. Be God your choice and your only choice. Psalm 16 verse 5 message translation. We close with that. Thank you, Father. The Holy Spirit. Our best friend, our comforter, our companion, our standby, our advocate, our strengthener, our life. Read, want to go. My choice is you, God, first and only, and now. That will be your story. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise to your feet, everybody. Sweet Holy Spirit, thank you. Lift up your two hands and just bless the Holy Spirit. Bless Him. Bless the Holy Spirit. Go ahead and just bless Him. Bless the Holy Spirit. Bless the Holy Spirit. Just bless Him. Just bless the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you're welcome. Have your way in my life. I awaken the consciousness of who you are. Bless the Holy Spirit, somebody. Awaken the consciousness of who you are. You mean the world to me. You mean the world to me. You mean the world to me. You mean everything to me. You mean everything to me. Silaba iterebela mahase gabaya to the end. Oh, nania terebeke brondo sirebele tabate namas. Someone needs to tell him, Holy Spirit, I'm sorry for relegating you, for discarding you, for disrespecting you. I'm sorry, Holy Spirit, for keeping you quiet, non-active in my life. I'm sorry, Holy Spirit. I'm sorry, Holy Spirit, for doing anything I do carelessly, not placing you as a priority in all that I do. I'm sorry, Holy Spirit, for not giving you the leeway in my life. Holy Spirit, have mercy. I awaken you into my heart. I awaken you into my spirit. I awaken you into my life. Holy Spirit, have your way in me. Have your way in me. Have your way in me. Lift up your two hands to Him. Oh, that men will know that this Holy Spirit resides in them. You are the fire in me. You are the power at work in me. You are my ever-present helper. Holy Spirit, everybody, you are the fire in me.
You are the fire in me.
You are the power at work in me. You are my ever-present helper.
Holy Spirit, I adore. One more time, you are the fire in me. You are the power at work in me. You are my ever-present helper. Holy Spirit, I adore. Lift up your voice and worship the Holy Ghost. Precious Holy Ghost. Precious Holy Ghost. I worship you. I worship you.
King James said he's the comforter. And then the Amplified, we've seen that scripture before of chapter 14 verse 16 of Amplified, began to analyze who he is and what he can do. Can you just allow the Holy Spirit? Recognize him. Respond to him. Understand. He will not speak at that big event, that big situation. He starts speaking from, I don't like that dress. Don't eat now. Don't make that decision. Turn right. Be quiet. Hold on. Oh, you need to hear when he says, I love you to you. Intimacy. You think you've ever loved someone before? When you're in love with the Holy Spirit, sir, you'll be an emotional person. You'll cry like a baby. Intimacy. He's your comforter.
Peace that passes all understanding.
Song.
You're the comforter, that's who you are to me. Comforter, a name that fits so perfectly.
My joy river, my way maker, have your way. I need you more than anything. Have your way. I want you more than anyone. Have your way. I won't discard you nor relegate you. I recognize you in all that I do. From today, this is my confession. This day, that from now, I take responsibility to have intimate relationship with you, Holy Spirit, as I remain broken, to your will, I open my heart singly to you alone. Have your way. I hunger for you. I thirst for you. Never leave me alone. Lead me on. Show me the path of life for your name's sake. I will never be confused again. Holy Spirit, I surrender all. Lift up your two hands again.
Comforter, let's sing it one more time.
That's who you are to me. Comforter, a name that is so kindly.
Be born again. Wherever you are, lift up your right hand and I'll pray for you. Everyone that must be born again, God bless that hand. God bless that hand. Lift it up boldly. Just lift it up boldly. God bless those hands. Lift it up boldly. Boldly. Don't be ashamed. God bless those hands. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God bless those hands. Now, place those hands on your chest. Every one of you there, 1, 2, 3, 4, place those hands on your chest and close your eyes and pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, this morning, I surrender all to you. Son of God, forgive me and have mercy on me. Today, I declare you as my Lord and Lord forever. Amen. I'm saved and I'm born again in Jesus' name. Now I pray for you that the Holy Spirit who has saved you keeps you to the end in Jesus' name. Your salvation shall never be corrupted. You keep growing in God until the very last day in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Everyone under the sound of my voice this morning, I decree that the Holy Spirit shall become real to you. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. Lift up your two hands and thank God for His word today. Thank you for His word today. Thank you for His word. Give Him thanks and give Him praise. Honor Him and bless Him. Father, we thank you for your word. Jesus, we bless you. Thank you, Father. You may be seated.
Thank you for listening. You can get more of our materials on our website, www.ecclesiachristianembassy.org. Be part of the worship experience at the Ecclesia Embassy, Abu Resettlement, Abuja. Be part of our growing online community with the handle at Ecclesia Embassy. For further inquiries, please call 0803-400-7767 or 0708-671-2410. You are free to pick the audio teachings free of charge and share with your friends. You're blessed.